Who is Madhava? Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of mercy, opulence, and he can do anything in a second, lakhs and lakhs worlds, create and abolish. He is Sarveshwareshwar, he is cause of all, but none is his cause. So he is Madhava. Who is Madhav? Husband of Ma. Who? Radhika. Not husband. Very dearest of Madhav. She can control him by his love and affection. So he is dearest to Madhav. Anyone cannot control Krishna, but by his love and affection, she can. Madhava Devi. Then Gokula Tarani Mandala Maite.
So Gokula Tarani means of all the beautiful girls in Vrindavan, Gokul, that Srimati Radhika's Maite, she is the greatest. Of all the servants of Krishna, she is the most beloved and the dearest, nearest and dearest. Damodara Rati Bhadam Vesha. And Srimati Radhika, she dresses in such a way to always increase Krishna's Rati for her. So just like in this world, a lady would put on many, many decorations for her own happiness. But Srimati Radhika...
What is the decorations?
She has many, many decorations, just like...
Like?
Just like...
You can give red, any example
her hair
of
is,
his ornaments?
Srimati Radhika's hair is tied back in very beautiful hairstyles and different braids. And many, many flower decorations.
Golden, some golden and... necklace and all other things.
These ornaments are not made of ordinary gold or ordinary necklaces.
But a special gold.
They're made of Mahabhava. Very, very... Her ornaments are not like ornaments in this world because Srimati Radhika, she is the Shakti of Bhagavan. So anything that she wears is not ordinary like in this world. Mm-hmm. Anything that she wears is exactly of the same nature as herself. So Radhika, Srimati...
Why he is calling him Madhava Daite?
Shrimati Radhika.
Why he is calling her?
She is the most beloved of Krishna. She can control Krishna by her prem, so she is Daita.
If she is very most beloved of Krishna, if she will have his mercy to me, even Krishna will know that she wants or he wants to serve me or Radhika. Oh, at once he will be merciful. If he knows that she wants to serve Krishna, or anyone wants to Krishna serve, a whole opulence, whole mercy, he will sprinkle on that. So with the desire, knowing this significance, he is calling. Then,
Damodara Rati Bhadanavashi, Harinaskuta Vrindan, Vipinese. So, Prema Paramasa Mahabhava Dani, Mahabhava Rupita, Srimurada Thakurana. So, just like in this world, our body is made of blood, bones, blood, stool, and urine. But the body of Srimati Radhika is never made of these things. Her body is made of the highest degree of Prem. It's the essence of
all the golds are of Prem?
Made of Mahabhava.
All the golds and
Everything
of Mahabha.
There are different moods of Srimati Radhika that are assumed.
Not that. He have, bhav, kataksha, all the moods towards Krishna. All they are made of. His body, everything is of Mahabha. So she can sprinkle a little to us. So that we can serve Swarup Goswami, praying for this. Yeah. Vardhan Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrindavi Pineshe. What is the meaning?
She wears many, many different attractive dresses. What? Just for the happiness of Krishna. Just to bring pleasure to the senses of Krishna. Damodara Rati Bhadana Veshe. So Veshe means ornaments.
And after that?
Hari Niskruta Vrindavan from this side. So I don't know the name of this.
You? Yes.
Hari Niskruta Vrindavan from this
side. You should come here.
Vrindavan, it is the Hari Nishkut, it is the pleasure garden of Hari, of Krishna himself. And in that place, Vipinesha, in that forest, then Srimati Radhika, she is the queen, she is supreme there. Why? Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, in his book Madhav Mahotsav, he has written how once Srimati Radhika was, there was a coronation performed and she was crowned and many abhishekas, 9 abhishekas were performed of Srimati Radhika and she was accepted by all the Brijvasis as Vrindavaneshwari. So she is Vrindavaneshwari. So Hari Nishkuta Vrindavipineshe. And also in the forest of Vrindavan, she is supreme. Because even though there are many gopis and very qualified gopis, Lalita, Vishaka, Chitta, Champa, Kalata, and also in other groups, Chandravali, Shaibya, Bhadra, Shamala, and others, yet still, Srimati Radhika is superior to all of them. All have very high level of transcendental praying. Mahabhav, Rudabhav, Adurudabhav, but Madanbhav, the highest mood of prayer is only in Srimati Radhika. Krishna is the hero. He is the hero in Vrindavan. That is called Nayak. He is the hero of Vrindavan. And many gopis are called Nayika. They are the heroines. But Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has described how there are 360 different types of heroines with many different moods. But Srimati Radhika, she is the embodiment of all 360 types of heroines, and more than that. So for all of these reasons, Srimati Radhika is the queen of Vrindavan, of the forest, which is the pleasure ground of Hari.
Why he is telling so? Why he is glorifying so?
He is glorifying Srimati Radhika.
By these words.
He is glorifying Srimati Radhika. This is called Chatu. Chatu means of flattering words.
No. That if I am glorifying her, she is a abode of mercy. She will take my name in the list of all maid servants. So please, I want that you should enlist my name in your service so that I can serve conjugal in Vrindavan, most dear of Krishna. After that.
Then Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he is writing, Vrishabhanu Dahadi Navasasi Laki Lalita Saki Gona Ramita Vishaki. First of all, Vrishabhanu Udari Navasasi Laki means, O Srimati Radhika, you are like the moon which has appeared from the ocean. We see that the moon was produced from the ocean, the churning of the ocean of milk, which was churned by the demons and demigods. But here, Rupa Goswami Pad is saying, O Srimati Radhika, you are like the new moon produced from the ocean. But which ocean? Vrishabhanu Udadi. You have appeared from the ocean of the Vatsalya Bhav in the heart of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. So because Radhika is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and Vrishabhanu Maharaj, he has so much love for Srimati Radhika. Just like Krishna, his parents are Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya. So of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya has more love for Krishna than Nanda Maharaj. In the same way, Srimati Radhika, her parents are Kirtida Sundari and also Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And of the two, we see that actually Vrishabhanu Maharaj has more and more love and affection. We see this generally in the world also, that if there's a boy, then the mother will love her son more than the father. And if there's a girl, the father will love the girl more than the mother, generally in this world also.
No, it is not really meaning. Srimati Radhika has not come from the womb of Kritika. Vrishabhanu found in Jamuna on the petals of lotus flowers, and he adopted first like her daughter, and then he gave it to Kritika. So he has more love and affection for his child.
So Srimati Radhika, she's like the moon rising and becoming very full and beautiful. From where? In the ocean of the love and affection of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Then Rupa Goswami is saying, Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakhi.
No. Why he is telling? Like moon coming from the ocean of the love of Vrishabhanu. Why he is telling? As moon gives light and very smooth rays, so that all the
creepers, plants, flowers,
plants,
vegetables,
like Kumudini, comes in blossom. Her rays are like what?
Nourishing.
Like nectar. So, I am like a dry lotus. So be merciful and sprinkle your rays on me so that I can serve. No. Karunang kurumai, karuna
Lalita Sakhi.
She has everything. Dasha Shakka Batsal and everything concluded in that. Sometimes she gives Batsal also. Yes.
Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakha. Oh Srimati Radhika, you are the Sakhi. You are a very dear friend of Lalita. And Lalita Sakhi Guna Ramita Vishakha. And all your qualities are in Vishakha. Lalita and Vishakha are two prominent friends of Srimati Radhika. Lalita Sakhi, she is somewhat older than Srimati Radhika, 27 days. So she takes the position of sometimes ordering Radhika and sometimes chastising Srimati Radhika. But Vishakha Sakhi, she's born at exactly the same time as Srimati Radhika, in the exact constellation of stars, everything the same. So she's just like Srimati Radhika in her moods also. And the word also Vishakha, this is the name of one constellation of stars, which stays very close to the moon. So here, Rupa Goswami is using this alankar in his poetry. Radhika, you are like the moon, and your friend is Vishakha, who is always very close to you. So because Vishakha Sakhi, she has all qualities and very close to Srimati Radhika, she's her very dear friend. If Radhika has any secret within her heart, then she cannot express it, she cannot tell anyone, but she can describe it to Vishakha Sakhi. So here, Rupa Goswami Pad is glorifying Srimati Radhika, especially for her very deep friendship, loving friendship with her Sakhi Lalita Vishakha. Then Rupa Goswami is praying in the final verse, Karnam Kurumai Karna Bharite Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charite. O Srimati Radhika, you should be, please be merciful to me. Karanam kurumai karanam bharite. You are like an ocean of compassion. So please be merciful to me. But what is this
how
internal
you knew
mood?
That, how you knew that she is ocean of mercy? How you knew? Anyone knew how? That she is so merciful. Oh, because Sanatan and all others,
Sanatana,
they have described it.
So here Rupa Goswami is saying, oh Srimati Radhika, please be merciful to me. But what is that mercy? What is his intention? Rupa Goswami Pad, he wants to be the maid servant of Srimati Radhika. He wants to dress Srimati Radhika. In the verse previously he said, Damadaha Rati Bhai Dhanaveshe, O Srimati Radhika, you are dressed in such a way, with so many clothes and ornaments, your whole appearance from head to toe is so attractive, it attracts the mind of even Krishna. Krishna is Atmaram and Aptakam, he is self-satisfied. But as soon as he sees you, oh then he loses his Aptaram and Aptakam. He is not satisfied anymore, and he wants to meet with you. So here Rupa Goswami's part is praying, give me mercy. What mercy? Oh, so that I may dress you, so that I may bathe you, so that I may take you to Abhisara, that in the middle of the night you may go and meet with Krishna. At that time I may fan you and render so many services. So he's saying, Karanam kurumai karanam bharite, O Srimati Radhika, so be so merciful to me to engage me in all of these services. Then he's saying, Sanaka sanatana varnita charate, that you have been glorified by Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanatan Kumar. There is one book, it is called Sri Sanat Kumar Samhita. And in this book, Sanat Kumar, oh, it is a very ancient book, thousands and thousands of years old. And there, he has written the glories of Srimati Radhika. And especially in this text, Sanat Kumar has described the Astakamiya Leela of Radha and Krishna. So here he is giving the clue, O Srimati Radhika, please be merciful to me, so that just as Sanat Kumar has described your Astakaliya Leela, I may serve you 24 hours a day in that Astakaliya Leela.
Why he told the name of Sanak and Sanatan?
There is a special meaning in this as well, which is also very beautiful. Anyone may think Srimati Radhika is an ordinary girl, but no, this is quite impossible. Why? Because if there is any brahmachari, very good brahmachari, he will never look at any girl, he will never think of any girl, he will never write of any girl, he will not have any connection. But we see the highest brahmacharis in the universe, the four Kumaras, Shukadev Goswami, and other Naishthik brahmacharis who are completely transcendental, what do? Oh, they are always thinking about Radhika, always speaking about Radhika, always writing about Srimati Radhika. What does this mean? That Srimati Radhika is not material, but rather, she is the abode of all wonderful, astonishing, transcendental qualities. Therefore he's written, Sanaka Sanatana Varnita Charita. And also, we see that Rupa Goswami Pad has written about Srimati Radhika in a wonderful way, in a way which is superior to even the four Kumaras, in a way which is superior even to Shukadeva Goswami. But out of his own humility, he's not saying, oh, I have written about it. He's like, no, no. Or the four Kumaras,
Sanat
Kumar, they have written about Srimati Radhika.
So any kirtan, any song, any prayer, you should know the meaning and the purpose. And then you can pray. Rupa Goswami is weeping bitterly and singing. Observe totally for the mercy of Srimati Radhika. So when we should sing any kirtan, we should know the meaning and try to be observed. Then their mercies will come. Our all songs, prayers are full of what?
Deep meaning.
So we should try to. If you are knowing the meaning and doing kirtan, or Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Deena Bandho, Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. Oh, knowing the meaning, then your heart will be melted and really bhakti will come. At that time, no adulteration of other desires and anything. So in this way we should try to do Krishna. We do some bhakti, but really not bhakti. Some semblance of bhakti. Semblance, you know? Abhas. Not real. That is why we are not developing our Krishna consciousness. We cannot engage our whole energy. Very little. We want to fulfill our desires. We don't want transcendental love and affection. Is the wealth real? So we should know that how valuable is that. If you have 4 kilos of gold in your pocket or anywhere, and some dacoits are coming, you will try to save yourself with that gold because it is so precious. But this thing, the love and affection, even a fraction of love, that is called Shraddha, so precious that you cannot imagine even. Oh, Haridas Thakur really knew the value of that. And in 22 markets he was beaten. He had no care for his life. He knows something. Sita knows something. Gopi knows how precious is this love. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna himself, and he came to give this thing, Rag Vartma Prachar, to preach this high class of love. But we are too ignorant. We are so much absorbed in these worldly things that we have no time. Because we have no realization of this. You should try to know how precious is this love of Krishna and Radha. So try more. Don't be satisfied by what you are doing. Go on. Whatever you should do to please Krishna. And thus go on. You will be happy. Why I came here? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? He was so much happy in Golok Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami was very happy there, serving them. Why they came? Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Why he came to this world? He was so merciful. His heart was melting, seeing the condition of all these souls. You think that you are beautiful, or you are wealthy, you are beautifully wealthy and you are happy in this world. But they are saying that you are not happy. You are in hell. You are in the water of what?
Birth and death. Ocean of birth and death.
Like Malamutra. In the ocean of?
Stone.
You are very unhappy. But as a mad person does not know how I am unhappy, suffering. He does not know. As a hog and pig and dogs, they are saying, we are very happy. Like mad we are. Giving up ocean of love and affection. Oh, we are searching love and affection and to be happy here in this world. So we have come to...
Wake up.
Wake up. But You are telling that don't disturb, we are sleeping, we are taking rest. Try to realize all these things. You are really not happy. When old days come, like her, you will reach in the 80 or something you will realize. That really you are. So you should pray, sing, whatever, or like a prayer. Anikirtan. I want that you should not see books when singing. Never I want. And all are practiced in ISKCON type. Without seeing book, they cannot do it. Even they can speak only by seeing books. I don't want. Men or women is so beautiful. So beautiful. He is wealthy. No rogue. Very qualified. Intelligent. He has sons. 2 sons and 1 daughter. Oh, very, very beautiful and qualified. He has a beautiful house. Oh, so many cars. Then why he should do bhajan? What is the use of doing bhajan? He self-supported everything. His wife is also so qualified and wife, very beautiful. Why should he do bhajan? Beautiful, intelligent. Oh, I know that you are doing some jobs, maintaining yourself. But why we should do bhajan? If you are happy in this world,
Hare Krishna.
Literates. You have read histories. You know Hitler, Napoleon Bonaparte, Diana of England. You know, she was so beautiful. And her beauty made him die. You know how she died? How Napoleon Bonaparte was dead? He was captured by British and all his friends. And he was put to ocean. And he was dead. You know Hitler? How powerful. Where he went? What is his end? So you should try to know all these things. This world is like a jail. But we want happiness in this jail. No happiness at all. They have come only to remember you, that you should know the real position. And try to remember Krishna, supreme personality of God. Then you will see that I am not this body, physical body. I am eternal servant of Krishna. By mistake, we have forgotten him and we have come here. You know, you don't know the history of Jajati, a king in India, in ancient days. So you know, Jajati, you know? You know Jajati history? You can tell. And try to follow Jajati. How he realized and he gave up everything.
Jajati was a very famous king.
And it is said, and there's this brief description of his history in the Bhagavad Gita. Emperor Yayati's descendants later ruled portions of what is Turkey and all later. This is established by Bhaktivedanta Swami in his purpose. Emperor Yayati had two women in his life. One was the daughter of Sukracharya, and the other was the daughter of a very famous king too. And basically, the story goes as follows. One day, Maharaj Yayati was in the forest, and I believe he was going hunting.
He told that if your father allow, I'll give order, then I may accept you like my wife.
Then Sukracharya made Yayati promise that he would not marry any other woman or have any other relationship with any other woman except his daughter. That was the condition. So the story goes how she ended up in the well. Now, Devahuti was on his
Sarmishta, the daughter of king. You know name?
Yes.
What?
King name was Vishparva.
Vishparva.
So Sukracharya's daughter was put in the well by this particular king.
All there taking bath,
while they were taking
naked,
bath.
And when they came out, or the daughter of Sukracharya took the garment of
Sarmishta.
Yes. By what?
Unknowing.
She changed the cloth, and then the daughter of king became so furious. That you are a poor man's daughter and you have taken my garment. And she began to
quarrel.
And then Sarmishta, the daughter of king, forcibly, with the help of her sakis, made naked her and put in the well.
Then, when Sukracharya's daughter got Devayani, when she married him, this girl, the king's daughter, Vrishabhava's daughter, became a maid servant. Now, she because she comes from a Kshatriya's lineage, and she also fell in love with King Yayati, Emperor Yayati, so she desired him. So one day, in a secluded place,
she wanted a son, like Devayani. And king, he gave a son. But Devayani never knew. But when he knew this fact, then he became furious and he returned to his father and told, oh, he has cheated me. I told that she should be my
maid
servant, and now he is my rivalry, equal. So you should
punish
him. At once he told that you should be
old,
so that you cannot test this world. And he became too old. Then again he went to Sukracharya. Oh. I am your
son.
I am your Jamata.
Swanilla.
Anyhow, I have done wrong. But you should not punish me like this. I want to be young and to test this world with your daughter. Please be merciful to me. Then he told, you can take young age from any of your sons. and give this old age to them. By my boon, you can do like this. He asked his sons, Harshan Bhad Jadu. He replied that I cannot give you this, my young age. I will serve and do bhajan of Krishna. Why should I give you to test this world? I cannot give you. If you have done bhajan, I would have given. But I cannot give you to
enjoy
this world. Sense gratification, I cannot give you. So he became so furious on him. And he told that you cannot have any part of my kingdom. Those who will give me their young age, I will give my
whole kingdom.
So Prithu Maharaj, Puru Maharaj Vanat, son, and he was angry to change his old age with him because he was so father lovely
and obedient.
He was thinking that to serve father is more than service of Krishna. As we in this world we think that the service of a husband, the service of anyone in this world is more than superior than Krishna. So he thought. And he gave his young age and he took his old age. And then king for 10,000 years he
enjoyed
his sense gratification. But he was not satisfied. He became more old and old. He was more observed in these things. One day in the evening, he saw that, sun is going to set. I have lost my whole life in sense gratification. So what should I do? As he is given in fire and it burns more, go on giving for 1,100 years. In very big fuel you should give. In fire it will increase. It will not be satisfied. So these sense gratifications never comes to end. Anyone is not satisfied. Even hog, pigs, dogs, you can see. Animals, trees, creepers, even demigods are immersed in sense gratification. So he is thinking that, what to do now? I am not satisfied even. So he began to think and he told to his son, I am returning your and I am going to forest to remember Krishna. He is so merciful. By his mercy I can be happy forever. By these things I cannot be. By wealth, beauty, sense gratification, anyone cannot be happy forever in this world. One day you will have to be old, you should know. So many problems, I know. All are here, but I know that all are in problem. Anyone is not full happy. All of top to bottom in this world. So if you want to be happy forever, be in the association, hear them and try to begin your bhajan. Coming from Shraddha, this is the seed of prem, bhakti and happiness. There is no way to be happy than to do bhajan. But we are so much weak that we always want. If anyone doing bhajan, he requires money. He requires to sense gratifications. If a man is always serving Krishna, why he should marry? Whether he is lady or gentleman. Why? It means he is not obeying his holy master. So you should try to do bhajan from beginning, gradually, gradually. If you want to be happy, really, you should serve Krishna. Always associate. Try to follow. They are all words. And you will feel happiness in this world. So all the shastras tell you this. Take any example of Srimad Bhagavatam. The teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. Oh, yes, sir. Tell something about the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj. Very helpful for us. And try to remember, even when I am going from here, don't see that I have gone. Always see that I am with you. Very simple. God faith. Having so much faith on our Gurudev. And try to, don't try to collect everything. Collect bhakti. Your bhakti.
So in ancient India, there was a king named Hiranyakasipu. He did austerity and he get benediction from Brahma that he want to be immortal. Brahma told, this is not possible. Then he started again austerity. He told, please benedict me. I should not die either day or night. Brahma told, yes, it will be. Told, I should not die by any weapons. Not neither any month or any year or any week or any era. Brahma told, yes, it will be. So I should not die inside a room or outside of room. Brahma told, yes. So
anyone cannot.
None can kill me by your creation. Brahma told, yes. So somehow other, he want to be immortal. But Jajan Krishna Bhajese Bara Chatur. Whoever sar Krishna to Bhajana Krishna, they are very clever. Brahma knows that God will come and he will kill him. So Brahma not told you that he will be immortal. So when Hiranyakasipu went for austerity, in the meantime, demigods attacked the kingdom of Hiranyakasipu and they captured Hiranyakasipu's wife Kayadhu. And Indra was going to heavenly planet. In the meantime, Narada Rishi was coming from Vaikuntha to material world and he saw that Narada is forcibly taking Kayadhu to his heavenly planet. Narada Rishi asked, oh Indra, what are you doing? Don't kill a woman, it's very big offense, it's very simple activity. Indra told, humbly he do pranam to Narada Rishi and told, I don't want to kill this lady, but she is pregnant. So son of Hiranyakasipu is there, he must be so powerful like Hiranyakasipu. So when she will yield child, I shall kill the child and I shall make her free. In the Narada Rishi told, none can kill this womb, is very powerful devotee. So don't try to make any harm for this boy. Hearing this, Indra gave up Kayadhu. Narada Rishi, by his mystic power, which he gave by devotion, he took Mother Kayadhu to his ashram and asked, oh my dear daughter, please ask any benediction. Kayadhu told that, if you are satisfied, please benedict me. Unless until my husband is not returned in his kingdom, my child will be inside my womb, I shall not yield a child. But Mother Kali never asked that, please benedict me, then I will be servant of Krishna, I shall serve Krishna, not like this. She had fear, if I yield child, maybe Indra and demigod come and kill my child. So he want to protect his child, her child. So after 60,000 years, Hiranyakashipu came back, and Prahlada Maharaj was inside mother's womb about 60,000 years. And Naradrishi used to explain every day about Bhakti Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, the theory of Bhagavan, theory of devotee, theory of devotion, sadhana bhakti, so many things. And Prahlada Maharaj used to hear being in his mother's womb. Just like Abhimanyu used to hear the archery being Mother Subhadra's womb. So similarly, he learned all these things. When Hiranyakashipu came back from his austerity, then Mother Kayadhu healed his child, her child. Gradually, Prahlada Maharaj developed. According to Vedic rule, maybe you are son of king or maybe son of any poor person, you have to go in same school under guidance of a qualified teacher, they call Gurukul and Guru. So Prahlada Maharaj joined Gurukul sent by his father. After a few months, Hiranyakashipu asked Sangamarpa, his masters, to bring my child back, I want to hear which he has learned from your school. So Prahlada Maharaj came back from Gurukul, and Mother Kayadhu gave him bath and well decorated and sent his to his father. Hiranyakashipu, seeing Prahlada Maharaj, he became so happy, embrace him and kiss him, and told, "Oh Prahlada, which you have learned based in your school, please tell me, please narrate me in brief." Prahlada Maharaj told, "Tat sadhu manni asuravarja dehinam sada samudvikna dhiyam asatagraha hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vanangato jathadimasvayet."
Before this, Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlada Maharaj that, from where you have learned all these things? If your master Sangamarpa has not taught you, then who taught you? Then what he told? But the merit, they tested all these things, sense gratification, and now he wants to have a taste. Their grandfather and father of fathers, anyone could not have any rush test in that. But now he, and so other persons attack him for that. This Hiranyakashipu became so angry. "Oh, do you mean to say that I am blind? And my guru, Shukracharya and the sons of Shukracharya, those who are my guru, all are blind, only you have eyes?" And he became so furious. Then Prahlada Maharaj told again, "Totally blind. If he has no bhakti, he is blind." So he is telling. Matev Krishna.
Then Prahlada Maharaj,
one can ask, in this world, such kind of devotee is rare. Anyone cannot search. So it is very hard task to have a pure devotee. Then what to do? Oh, then Shastra are telling. No. They are rare, it is true. But always they are traveling in whole world, everywhere. Why? To sprinkle their mercies. So they are not
inaccessible. They are
always everywhere. You could not call me. No expense. I come myself here to give these all high class of teachings, more valuable than diamonds. You have not paid anything for me to come. Anyone have not paid anything that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he traveled whole India? Ram? Oh, traveled whole India. In such a way. So Krishna is merciful and his associates are so merciful. They are traveling in whole world out of pity here and there. But even you are so unfortunate that we cannot have association, their association. And we are not following their
instructions. Teachings.
So you should be careful. Very careful. Those sadhus are very rare in this world, but they are available everywhere. But we don't realize. So don't lose your time. From today, you should be in the association and try to serve their words and then. And very soon, you should try to serve Radha and Krishna Kanjuta. They will give a seed of serving Krishna. And you will be happy forever. Go, Brahmananda. Today is so late. You will have to
travel
go tomorrow. Very early in morning. So, be kind to me. Very kind to me. But, you should try to serve Krishna, His holy name, chant. I want your mercy that you should chant. At least one time, or you can test by chanting you are happy or not. So, you should try to test it. Chant. And be very strong, faith in Krishna. Don't lose your time in external services. Try to enter in real bhakti, real practice, harinam, sravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, sarana, like this. Thank you to come. So many thanks to you all. Go, Brahma. Hari. 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 H